It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
We're like-minded on a lot of things, but I think one of our differences just came to the surface. When I saw the Adam Schefter tweet about Miami Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith and reacted to the news like it was a, I don't know, there was death involved. Maybe that was something that you thought was a little bit over the top.
I don't want to, I wouldn't want to be perceived as being so overreactionary, but your reaction to that news had what me news? Thinking, what am I going to do by myself today? Because Mike's got to leave.
you have to leave.
Like the kid, like something's, you know, something happened. Like, oh my God! Is what you said. Oh my God!
I
like
did. I think.
One of your kids was, you know, in peril, and like, okay, go time.
I don't think I react. I don't think I react the same way to like really bad news.
No, like, you. That's probably
it's
right.
More just.
Yeah,
my reaction to bad news.
Quiet and
quiet.
Just,
oh my God!
Like, oh yeah, I can remember. Yeah, whatever. We've been together long enough that we probably had every version of this, in some way, shape, or form. So that's right, but still, I immediately went to there's real trouble. Not
yeah, you didn't know what I was reacting to.
Tight end, I don't care about being traded. Maybe
a distant relative has died.
Oh,
you know, it hits you. You're not ready for it, and you're processing it immediately. Well, you know, it's kind of close to that. Jonnu Smith,
yeah,
possibly being traded to the Steelers.
Yeah,
this will have ramifications.
This is a very way in which our differences are.
This will have a ripple effect.
The notebook thing from yesterday, which I still haven't shaken off, by the way.
This will have consequences if this happens. If this were hockey, the hockey guys all do the same thing. Elliot Friedman, Pierre LeBrun, who else is there?
Drager.
Darren Drager. They all do the same thing, which is kind of like they'll say, I'm hearing that such and such is close to happening. And then in 5 minutes it happens.
Right.
Like they can't say it or they don't say it. They know it, but they're like not allowed to say it or something. But they just sort of, I'm hearing that this is about to happen. You don't get that from Schefter. You don't get that from what football does. And I think there is some sort of like important difference in this way. I think what football does is Schefter, Rappaport, your Daniel Jeremiah's, your Jordan somebody's, Jeremy Schultz. Fowler, Jordan, like those guys all get it. They're all given the news at the same time, or no, about the same time, but they're all, it's choreographed when they release it, and they all release it at the same time. So at the same time, you'll see a Schefter tweet, a Rappaport tweet, a whoever tweet, which all says the same thing, and they all claim like sources told that, sure.
Right, and something has already happened. Whereas the hockey guys are just, like you're saying, consistently, I mean, it doesn't happen every time, but it happens a lot. It's a very noticeable trend if you're paying attention all day to social media like we are because of our jobs.
Well, that's my excuse.
Yeah, so you just see this stuff and go like, oh well, that, and then bang, it's, you know, the team announces it, like within a few minutes.
This is an interesting kind of like in the middle here with Schefter saying that the Dolphins are talking trade with Pittsburgh about him. Not just like maybe sort of the more normal, the Dolphins have been getting calls on this player or they're fielding offers on this player. Like it's more generic. But for him to mention, and I do love this stuff. I do love the rabbit hole that is like these insiders that just get given every story because like the word Rappaport, especially the wording is so stilted and weird and like unnecessary. You're a reporter who's you work for the league. You're handed everything, but so you just feel this. They have this compunction to be at the end of like an up and coming star on the move.
Rappaport especially sounds like an arm of a PR firm.
Totally. So
more than the others, I think everyone's got their moments there, but I feel like he's the one that stands out to me the most in that way.
So for Schefter to mention Pittsburgh, it feels like that's probably close to happening. And, I mean, you don't have to care. I don't blame you for not caring. I don't blame anybody for not caring.
I'm proud of not caring. Everyone out there that doesn't care, feel good about yourselves.
Here, I think I'll be able to convince you to care in one way. Jonnu Smith. All right, so Dalton Kincaid last year, right? First round pick, second season, 44-448-2. I mean,
woof.
Woof. 44-448-2. Jonnu Smith. Eighth year in the league, fourth team. Who's Jonnu Smith? 88, 884, and 8 for Miami. Huge.
That's a big year, yeah.
That's a big year. 10 yards per catch, Kincaid was 10.2. That's a big year. It's double Kincaid, pretty much. Double touchdowns, it's quadruple. It's way better. What are the Dolphins doing?
Trying to salvage what has been a messy... I have no idea if Jonnu Smith is a bad guy or not, but that team is upside down culture-wise. They're kind of a disaster, and maybe he's part of the problem. So rather than worry about losing and how we're going to replace 88 catches and however many yards and touchdowns that was, you know, addition by subtraction, let's just get over ourselves and rid ourselves of this very good player, just because that is. Absolutely an unsubstantiated guess on my part. But why would they be trading a productive, good player who still, you would think, has got good years out of him? That I don't know if there's a contract problem
there
or what. But my first guess would be Miami's trying to salvage their locker room because it's a divisive mess.
I think so. There reportedly is. See, you don't. I'm not saying this to be critical. You don't care about this. There is a contract thing here. Like, that's what is being said, is that Jonnu Smith wants a new deal. He's almost 30. Again, he's on his fourth team. He's played 8 years in the league. I don't know. Like, I guess that's what you do. This is James Cook. Although he's younger, this is James Cook. I just had 16 touchdowns. Where's my money? But because you know, your agent tells you, you know it too.
This is
when you capitalize. You try to capitalize on that. Jonnu Smith went from kind of like a guy to, you know, the Pro Bowl, literally. And he wants to capitalize on that. And Miami, to the extent that Adam Schefter will tell the world about it, and a specific partner in mind, Pittsburgh, by the way, Arthur Smith, had him in Atlanta, had him in Tennessee. Where do you think of Jonnu Smith? He was the Titans tight end for a few years. That was Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator. He goes to Atlanta. They bring in Jonnu Smith in Atlanta. That's weird. They have Kyle Pitts. What happens? They throw the ball to Jonnu Smith all the time. Like, so Arthur Smith, I'm not sure if they're related. Arthur Smith loves Jonnu Smith, and now he's in Pittsburgh, and he wants him there. But Miami, so the report is, the guy wants to get a contract extension, and the implication, at least through Schefter, is the Dolphins don't want to do that. And what is Jalen Ramsey? So Jalen Ramsey was one of the many guys you hear about, like, oh, there could be trade speculation. What did we have before the draft? We had like 20 guys before the draft that might get traded. Veterans, maybe Dallas Goedert, maybe Breece Hall, maybe Jalen Ramsey, lots of them. Maybe these guys get moved. Jalen Ramsey was different because their GM, Chris Greer, had a press conference and he said it. It's probably best for us to go different ways.
Right.
The Dolphins announced they wanted to trade Jalen Ramsey. They still haven't. The draft happened. It's been another month, right? They still haven't done it.
I think there's not that you can't do this and have it designated as a June 1 thing. I think the cap ramifications are vastly different. They almost always are. I don't know if it's more drastic in this case than normal, but my read of that, Jalen Ramsey, is that there's no surprise that he has not been traded before June 1st.
That's fine. No, maybe he still will be. But again, like you said, I think you said, you. By the way, June 1st is what? Sunday? Or Sunday or Monday? You could still announce it. Like
yes, that that's happens right. You can.
They don't have that deal done, though, right? You'd
no,
say?
No. But he's still talking. Like Jalen Ramsey, I'm seeing tweets intermittently, people retweeted in, because I'm not following Jalen. Why would I?
don't look at me.
But I see, like, he is tweeting all the time, like someone who's not on the Dolphins anymore.
Oh wow! I tweet like that.
Like he very much like seems that. To me like he's expect. You know, I don't know if something's done and they're just waiting for whatever reason. I don't know, but he seems like he knows he's getting moved.
Well, again, like the most important thing is that the Dolphins announced it. Like they intend for him to not be there, and that I think is kind of low key what this is. What are they doing? Why do they need to trade Jalen Ramsey? Why do they want to trade Jonnu Smith? I mean, what are they going for? Saving money? Draft picks? Is that a tank? What's going on with Miami? Where's Tyreek Hill? Tyreek Hill is the one guy who for a minute said he was done with them, and that softened, and you don't hear that right now. But is that coming? Are the Dolphins, I don't want to say tanking, because there's a long distance from Miami right now to the bottom.
Sure.
But why would they be doing these things?
My guess is still, my best guess is my first guess, which is it's all locker room chemistry, culture. It's the GM maybe trying to save this for Mike McDaniel. I think, or maybe the GM trying to save himself. I think everyone recognizes that the window, it looks like the Dolphins, you know, you said it the other day when I said it, that the chorus all sounds the same. On the AFC East and the Dolphins in that. They're going the wrong way, people. They peaked. They peaked a couple of years ago, and it ain't getting better. And so if while they've got the big money wrapped up in Tua and the big money wrapped up in Waddle and still in Tyreek Hill, who has not been any kind of a perfect teammate at all, it seems, they are trying to repair things so they can give it their level best. So that when they, you know, they open the season 2-3, the whole thing doesn't go sideways on them. Because guys are just, they recognize it's open season. This coach is on thin ice, the GM's on thin ice. We, you know, what are we doing here? Maybe they're trying to save it. Again, I don't know if the guys that are being mentioned here, I mean, Ramsey's been a big personality in the league. That doesn't have to mean he's a bad guy on a team, but my guess is they're trying to salvage something there. And so not go backwards. More it's addition by subtraction sort of stuff.
Does that ever work? You're taking two of your best X number of players out. They haven't done either thing yet, but you're maybe taking two of your best guys out because you want to save the locker room. Like, does that ever work? Do players appreciate that? Do they respect that? Why isn't he here? I mean, it kind of, I don't know. It smells to me.
I don't know. The Bills did it last year with Diggs. I'd say it worked. And they also divested themselves of a lot of good players, not for culture reasons, but just the reality was they had to make moves. So,
but the Dolphins are not the Bills.
Chemistry thing.
Yes, the Dolphins are not the Bills. I mean, the Bills had won, although, obviously I don't have to tell you, but that's an important difference, I think. They'd won the division years in a row. The Dolphins are the Bills' patsy. Like, are we going to do this? Are we trying to do this? Are we trying to get there? Are we giving up? I don't know. Like the Bills had established, there's been a lot said, and there's, you know, you can always talk, we did yesterday, talk about like the Diggs move and what that really was. It was kind of cocky to trade him, but yeah, it did work. But the Dolphins are a team that has not gotten there, and for them to want to trade good players right now for who knows what is weird.
All right, I'll say it again, and you can get more aggressive about batting it out of the park if you want. I don't mind, because I'm just guessing that they think what's holding them back is the good players who are not good guys, not good team guys.
Do you think that? I mean, I
think they have. Last year, there was a lot, I think, and into this offseason, stories about guys skipping stuff, not being in meetings late, and the discipline not having any impact, if there was any, and that it was just kind of a rudderless, leaderless mess. So, I mean, again, I'm not saying it's going to work either, but their logic might be we've been going like this with these guys as our veteran leadership group, and it isn't working. We haven't caught the Bills. We were closer to them 2 years ago than we are now, like you just said. So in order, if we don't think this is going to work, we're worried this is going to just start burning as soon as it gets a little adversarial. In order to save ourselves, the GM and the coach, I'm going to try some different people. I'm just saying it's a space on the board you could land. I don't know. And again, I have no idea if Jonnu Smith fits into this.
Yeah, that's tough for me. Like the leadership council or whatever of the Dolphins, including Jonnu Smith, who was there for one season, and has he ever done an interview? I don't know. I don't think I've ever even like thought about him in this way. I'm not there. Jalen Ramsey, you said, big personality, maybe, but he's also new. Like, he's not Tua. That's interesting, too, like, to think about him, because he's pretty quiet, you know? Like, Tua doesn't command, he doesn't have, like, a commanding presence where,
well, I mean, and that's probably some part of the problem, is that a guy that does everything right, that is a certain amount of good, doesn't have the personality to sort of bring everybody with him. And so you've got even a guy that's only there 1 year, if he's not like dialed in to the program, then I don't want to give you a raise. I have no idea if that's the case with Jonnu Smith.
I can't really even get close on the personality stuff. Who knows what that is? I certainly don't either. But I guess like it can be logical because he's older and good, right? So he would have maybe some.
Is there a reason why he's been on four teams?
I don't know.
Again, circumstantially, I don't know.
If he's about to go to five, the reason he's been on three of them is because I think Arthur Smith exists in the world.
And really likes him.
Like, I think what this probably is the Steelers, they have Pat Freiermuth at tight end, but name their weapons after Metcalf. They dumped Pickens. Speaking of teams with like personality quandaries, they dumped Pickens. Name their guys. It's DK Metcalf, then it's who?
Jaylen Warren?
They have Jaylen Warren, who's been a part-time running back, and that's a running back. They have Freiermuth, who's an okay, put his numbers next to Kincaid if you want. Like, he's done a little bit. He's okay. He's fine. They have Roman Wilson, a receiver out of Michigan, who had a lost season last year as a rookie. They're bereft after Metcalf. Arthur Smith, he's been around a long time. He might think he's getting Rodgers. He might know it. But it would make sense that he would want this player. So they look up the Dolphins, or somehow that conversation starts. And this is different from you. The Dolphins go, oh, he wants money? Fine, go. Like, I think that's what it sounds like with Ramsey and with this player, and who knows who else, that's kind of where they are. And I say good luck to the GM. I mean, how long has he been there?
Chris Greer, yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
They've recycled a few times, and he's still it sounds like the Sabres, where it's just like, oh, okay, well, doesn't want to be here. That's a little bit of a reach, but obviously the Sabres are talked about in the same way.
Yeah.
Jonnu Smith, well, welcome to the show, Jonnu Smith.
There could also be, I mean, there's a team specifically mentioned. I don't know, could be a favor to Miami to try to drum up interest. Hey, you know, Pittsburgh is closing in on this guy. If you were thinking you wanted to talk to Miami about him, you know, they're listening. So give them a call.
That's the Schefter way.
Yeah, right. So that could also, that doesn't explain Miami's end of it necessarily. It's just they're eager to move the player, and Schefter could be carrying some water. Just, you know, hey, the market's open on Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, he doesn't need to mention Pittsburgh for that.
But. No, that's right. Or that it's close or whatever the wording is. I don't know.
They've been in talks.
Been in talks, yeah.
So we'll see about that. I'm guessing there's a trade because it's so specific, but we'll see. And I know, back to the original point, who cares? That was the original take, and maybe the right one is who cares.
I didn't mind taking Miami out for a spin. I mean, they're in the division, and up until this year, like I don't have to be right about them imploding, But that's how I feel. I think a lot of people feel that way. But, you know, a year ago at this time, I thought they were the biggest threat in the division to the Bills. I mean, they had just come off a year where they were right there with the Bills in Week 18. Could have kept the Bills out of the playoffs that day began.
And what did they have? Didn't they have a three-game lead with five left that year, 2 years ago in the division?
I think that's right.
They lost to Levis at home.
Yeah, that was a primetime game, I remember.
It was. They lost to Tennessee at home. They lose the Bills game, maybe one more. Baltimore beat them by 100, I think, that year late in the season. Yeah, I think the number one takeaway is, other than like fantasy football, I'm not even coming at you with that. The number one takeaway is, what do you think Miami's goals are? And if you think like there's a locker room problem that they're trying to fix through addition by subtraction, then maybe you'd give them the benefit of the doubt. I really don't. I think what they're doing is more along the lines of when Brandon Bean showed up here. And they're just treading water in a division, and they can't get anywhere, and they want to give themselves some air by getting rid of, which they still haven't done,
right. But
the Bills stuff came in the summer.
It's a weird time, because you mentioned the way you said that, when Bean first got here. Like, these guys didn't just get there, so it's a weird move.
That's right.
That'd be a strange play, unless they know from ownership that like they're on some sort of
they're okay
golden ticket or something. But I can't believe that that's the case with the way I perceive things to have gone wrong there.
It's also too late, optimally, to do that, because you have the draft window, mm-hmm. You have other opportunities where teams are more flexible than they would be right now. Well, we'll see. I don't think it smells great for Miami to want to get rid of their best guys.
No, I have not been worried about them at all, and this doesn't do anything to change that. Far from it. I mean, I am assuming Jalen Ramsey will not be there, even though he hasn't been traded yet. And I guess, you know, can assume this player will also have the same fate. Although I'm not, today's the first we're hearing of it, whereas this Ramsey thing's been going on for months already.
Yeah. Trade discussions with Pittsburgh. How hard should it be if you both want to do it to make a trade for Jonnu Smith? How much do you need in the way of discussions? Mm. Is he available? Yes. What round pick?
Well, if he wants a contract, that's a wrinkle. Maybe Pittsburgh's got to decide whether they want to commit to that or not. And maybe that is somewhat mitigated by what you pay for the player in the first place, asset-wise. You know, if you're just renting him, don't plan to make him happy on his contract, maybe you don't go as hard. I don't know.
I don't know. It's enough, right?
On this? I don't know. It's only 325.
Miami at Pittsburgh, Monday night, week 15.
I'm just glad your family. I'm just glad your family's okay.
Oh no. What is this? Jonnu Smith? Wait till the Tyreek trade happens. And couldn't it? You want Tyreek Hill on the Bills?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
Definitely? He wouldn't help. You want speed every day. You don't want Tyreek Hill?
No.
Okay.
No.
Imagine that happening.
No.
Imagine the press conference. No. Mr. Bean, what was this about receiver?
Yeah. You don't really need any? That's me. Tyreek Hill gets traded. Oh, no! That would be me.
What if he gets traded to the Chiefs?
Good luck.
Good luck to the Chiefs?
Yeah.
You're right. They won't be able to make that work. Tyreek Hill on the team. That's probably not going to happen. I don't know. They have enough guys, right?
Probably.
Okay. 803-0550. Speaking of tight ends, Chris Trapasso, quote, stole my thunder. I wanted to bring up some of these Rich Rebar, Dalton Kincaid stats. I even was talking to Rich today about them. He'll be on our show next week. How the Bills used Kincaid and what that is. 803-0550, the number. Sal at 4. Thanks for listening. Lines are open for you if you want to talk about that. We've talked about James Cook, Stephon Diggs this week. Feel free to jump in on those players as well. Back after this here on WGR.
It's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest, and I've said I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already, there's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences, and I have a lot of experience, and I can talk on things, and hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. You know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room, and you naturally want to do that. That was a long-winded answer, but that's ultimately why I think you guys ask it. Here's the thing is like, because of what I just said, like you're acting like I wouldn't want to be a mentor. Like once again, it's not really about that. It's just not the main focus. I see myself as a guy that can play in this league. So if your main focus was just like, hey, bud, I'm going to get you ready, you're just not taking care of business. The best way to be a mentor, honestly, is like show people how you go to work, you know? And like I said, hope that they pick up on that stuff, but not necessarily force them to pick up on the things that you do.
Okay, I have thoughts. That's Joe Flacco. I don't know how he would say it, but he kind of got stuck, I think, in Baltimore.
Yeah, he did.
By this question.
That's what I remember him. I remember, I don't know if clobbering him is exactly accurate, but feeling like, dude, they drafted a young guy. Like, you should help. And he sounded very standoffish about it, which certainly shades his response there to a similar question. It sounds like he remembers what happened.
I heard this earlier. Flacco in Cleveland, they drafted two rookies, and they have Kenny Pickett, who's still pretty young himself. And he's had bouts with this question because of in Baltimore, he just bristled at the notion that he would be a mentor to Lamar Jackson. And now we're here in Cleveland in this situation. And he having been through that, I think, made an extra effort to try to explain himself there, right? That's how it sounded. And I don't, you know, resent any of that. I just think he's trying too hard to get across that, no, it's actually fine that I don't want to mentor these guys because I'm here to play and compete with them. And they will pick up on this and that. And he said a lot there. I just thought when I heard it, it really doesn't, you don't have to be so hard-headed about this, really. Like, If you want to, like this, if he wanted to define mentor, these reporters who maybe are annoying him with this question aren't defining the term for him. You get to define the term yourself. And really, if, as he says, showing up, doing the work, working hard, playing well, all of that serves to qualify him as a mentor, then leave it at that. Then you are. And then what are we worried about?
Right.
Right. That then I'm doing what I think. This is all just like sort of beneath the surface. I'm doing what I think is helpful, is best for me and everybody and the team. Right. I'm doing what I think is best for the overall to, you know, help myself, help them, help yeah. us. Then that can count as being a mentor.
I think maybe the thing that stands out to me about the entire commentary is that I'm not sure. I mean, he's in the shoes. I'm not. But the perception that he is suggesting we would have, or people, fans of the Browns, whoever, would have of him if he settled for being a mentor, if he welcomed it and said, you know, because, I mean, there's an easy speech there that you can make without all of the other points he's making. I don't think anyone would say, oh, he's not competing. He's just collecting a check. He's not trying. He doesn't care about winning the job or winning games or putting up numbers or really just competing. He's settled into Grandpa Flacco mode. I don't think anyone would think that if he just talked about his experience being helpful to young guys and being around them. And if that rubs off, great. And just leave it at that.
That's right.
I can't imagine a scenario where at his age, if he's talking up the young guys and feeling like he can be of some use to them and the organization moving forward in their careers, that people are going to take that as he's not trying to play the best he can.
Right.
That's a humongous leap.
It's all fine.
And I don't know, you know, maybe he got, I'm guessing he spent a lot of time thinking about this after getting sort of roasted for it in Baltimore. What are we talking about now? 8 years ago, right?
When was it?
Right. Long time ago now. But I just don't think he needs to be worried about the perception that he's not trying his level best if he's mentoring anyone.
That's like, all I'm saying.
I don't think anyone would ever think that.
He doesn't right. He doesn't have to try this hard to make that distinction. Just like, how do you see yourself as a mentor? Sure. I've been around a long time. I've had success. Put the work in. Show these guys how it works. And hopefully they learn something from that. That's it. That's it.
Pretty easy. Right.
That's all it is. Yeah. Just say that.
So I don't know.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. If you want to count that as mentoring, okay.
Yeah.
It is. You're saying you think it is. Okay.
I don't need you to go over to Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders' house and break down film with them in your own time because you're so interested in mentoring them. But, you know, just like he said, naturally, you're in the room together. You're talking with your position coach or your coordinator or whatever, and that experience is gonna bleed out. And if they're willing to soak it up like a sponge, then good for them. If they're not, then that's on them. There's no dilemma about the big bad media. You pose this question, and it's one of these answers that I'm going to give where no matter what I do, I'm going to get killed for it. No.
No, not even close.
No one is going to be mad if you just are agreeable to mentoring. No one's going to take that to mean you're not trying to play, like he says.
It's not even close.
It's sort of an absurd take.
That's right.
So
I saw him get a lot of credit for today. I don't think it's bad. I appreciate the guy wanting to explain himself. You know, he seems like he's thoughtful about it, but just don't worry about it. Okay.
Yep. It's not that hard.
What is his career? For a long time, we had, is Joe Flacco elite as a running bit in the Brady Manning years?
Yep.
He got his one. 2012. The Super Bowl I didn't watch. One of the ones I didn't watch.
The one with the power outage.
Yeah. I remember finding out about that. Like, oh, maybe I should turn that on. That could be interesting. Like, oh, damn. I already said I wasn't going to watch this game. I didn't watch that game or Denver-Seattle. I can't answer a single question about Denver-Seattle, really. And plus, it was such a blowout. Wasn't there a safety on the first play?
Yeah, like the first play from scrimmage is Manning just not being able to handle the ball and Seattle just bum rushing him all over the place. Yeah.
MVP Malcolm Smith.
Yeah.
I don't have the helmet. Probably could pick one up at the corner here.
There's still time. You got time.
I could use a Seattle.
Yeah. What is his career? He's maybe the most recent, if not therefore the best. I mean, the more contemporary you can be for this kind of thing, I think maybe the better. He's maybe the most recent best example of you don't have to be great to win one. You just get hot because he played great. He got some good fortune, but like it was like 11 touchdowns, no picks or something
like
in
that
playoff run. And we all remember the win in Denver was on a prayer that should have been intercepted and somehow wasn't. And that kept Baltimore alive and they win that game and they just go on forever. So there was some good, very good fortune there, but you just get hot at the right time and you can win. It's not something that, you know, it's not a bankable. Come on, you know, but maybe he's the best reason any team that doesn't have Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, or Joe Burrow should keep going. It's maybe a reason why Miami should keep going with their guys if they still believe in it, because Tua is as good as Joe Flacco ever was, I think, maybe even better than Joe Flacco's. He hasn't had a playoff run like Joe Flacco had, but year in, year out, I think he's maybe at that level, and if it falls right, maybe you can win. That gets harder when there's so many kingpins to knock off. You need a lot of things to line up, and I don't remember. I mean, certainly in that era, you had Roethlisberger and Brady and Manning to deal with. So it's maybe there's a corollary there.
I think there is.
So
Flacco to me is closer to Burrow than to Tua.
Wow.
I don't know if I really want to say that. I think I do. He was just Maybe not just. He was below. So that's the same. But Burrow is fourth, an easy fourth.
Yeah.
In the AFC right now, an easy fourth.
Yeah.
And Flacco was an easy fourth. Or even closer to third.
Yeah.
You're not being so literal here. I don't mean to say you are, like,
yeah,
by the comparison.
Yeah.
But Tua's way farther away, I think, from that than he was. Man. That's what I mean.
I don't think I think Burrow, he's fourth, but to me he's elite. And I don't think Flacco ever was.
Like, we're back to
the Flacco meter here.
You can do this for a living.
I don't like the Burrow. I think Tua is a better comparison. Tua hasn't won yet, but I think career wise, that's about how good he was, and he just had that incredible year. I think Burrow's a cut above what I think Flacco is, in my opinion.
Who was fifth in those years? Who is Tua closer to for me? Who do I want?
Hmm.
Is Pennington still a thing then?
Wow.
Is Tua Pennington? Is he?
I don't know. How's Carson Palmer? Is that too old?
Maybe. Yeah. And Palmer was better.
Yeah.
I think, than Tua is. Who else is there? Manning's on Denver, so it's almost Andrew Luck. Not quite.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Let's talk some more about Jonnu Smith.
Who's the Raiders guy then?
There were a lot of them.
Yeah, right. So they didn't have one is probably the right answer there.
I mean, you have Jamarcus Russell as a first overall pick in there, maybe a little earlier. You get to Terrell Pryor. Does he play quarterback for the Raiders? Future Bill? Now former Bill Terrell Pryor?
I don't know.
Carr? Carr's been around a while.
Yeah, but he wasn't in... Was he...
12? That seems like too long ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't
think... Maybe not by much.
That lines up.
14, 15?
Yeah.
Derek Carr? Somewhere in there?
I think so, yeah.
Stabler?
Terrell Pryor did start one game for the Raiders in 2012.
One game. Well, it got the year right, but it's one game. Can't really use that. Can't do a lot with that. We will make an effort to find out more, but there'll be no way to know.
Is this too early for Tannehill?
Miami Tannehill,
not Tennessee Tannehill.
Yes, a little... Pennington is...
Yeah, so I'm just trying... I'm
all right.
Just, yeah, I don't have it. I'm looking at the AFC teams trying to think, like, who were the guys?
Fitzpatrick. The Bills had Fitzpatrick.
Wow.
Right, yeah. Then. Sal coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR. Looked like that notebook topic kind of took off yesterday. Quote, notebook topic.
I was pretty happy that you responded to a tweet from someone with the video of it, because I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
And I LOL'd at home last night when I saw it, because the shot where you first, whatever, I don't remember exactly the sequence of events. I just know there's a moment where my mouth is genuinely hanging open, like I cannot believe what I just heard.
Yeah.
And it's not a put on. I'm not doing that because the cameras are. I forgot. Whatever. I just, that was real, and I but that was good, and I would not have seen it if you hadn't, because I didn't. I don't go looking for that stuff usually.
Yeah.
So you're commenting on it from a listener pointing something out, got me to look at it, and I thought, all right, that's a good job. Good job, G, cutting that up and getting it out there.
Yeah. If I think it's funny, I'll share it.
Right.
I mean. I guess I have to. I'm admitting that there has to be.
There's a certain threshold.
I have to like it.
Right.
I have to like
sure,
it.
Sure. Yeah. I don't just.
Lots of clips of me. I haven't really liked.
I don't
that
pump.
Much.
I don't pump that.
Not from G.
I don't pump that stuff out. Yeah.
Just over the years.
Blindly.
I don't really want anybody to know.
I want to know my name. If my name is on it, I want to think it was worth. You know, I want to be. I don't know, proud if it's a little strong, but you know, I want to like it.
Yes, a couple people did say that
you're a serial killer.
I saw that. A couple people did say that they know someone like me. That's the closest I got. My wife does this. I saw a couple times. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
Do we need to explain what we're talking about here for people who weren't with us yesterday at this time?
No. Okay. Go find it. If you missed anything on the show, go to the Odyssey app.
Right.
Go to WGR550 on Twitter. Find the video, and you can see all about it. Absolutely. Refuse. Refuse to explain it.
Mike doesn't know how notebooks work. We'll just leave it at that.
And I was out of line saying that normal people would write in their notebooks like myself, because enough people said, what are you talking about? But it's definitely not one in a thousand that are doing this the way I am. It's definitely more than that. So, as always, as usual, the answer's in the middle.
You're going to give yourself the middle there?
Well, yes. Maybe it's not 50-50 either.
Middle's doing some pretty heavy lifting there, I think.
Yes. Yes. That's fair. That's fair. Did I also mention recently how we were talking about music in the house, and you're talking about Yacht Rock? Was that on the air? You're talking about Yacht Rock recently, and your wife find out what Yacht Rock meant?
No, that was not on the air.
Okay. Never mind, then.
I told you that off the air. I can tell it right now very, very quickly. My wife, one day, all of us were in the living room together. I don't know why it doesn't happen that often, that all four of us, the boys and my wife and myself, and she said, someone mentioned Yacht Rock, probably me, and she said, what exactly is Yacht Rock? And I said, you know the song Reminiscing? Who sings?
Little River Band.
Okay.
Ask me anything.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, I think when I think of Yacht Rock, I think that's what I think of, that song. And I said to her, in fact, I think there's this footage from last summer when we were in Spain and we were out on a sailboat and the America's Cup teams were practicing all around us. And I said, one of those videos, we're on a yacht. One of those videos of the boats buzzing us, in the background, you can hear the song Reminiscing. And I sure enough pulled it up on the TV. There's the video, and there it is. Like, walking hand in hand.
Careful. That's not the spirit of Yacht Rock. It's not like yacht racing, though.
No, not at all. But it was just, we were on a yacht. We were listening to Yacht Rock. And I said, here's an example of it. And the song I thought of was the song that was playing on a yacht while we were watching yachts race.
Coincidentally. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, so it was off the air. I said to you how, like, my son's taste in music is very different than mine, but he has been exposed to lots of Yacht Rock. And I told you how I can once in a while, I catch him singing it.
Right, right.
And that happened the other day with Baby Come Back by Player. That's all I'm saying. And she was taking his gear out of the trunk before a game. That was the song on in the car. And he was going. So if you're out there and you know my son, you can tell him that I said this. He'll admit it. I hope. He should. Sal Capaccio after sports. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.